We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I think they got the message. They, you know, what is it to expect? Whoever's going to manage or whoever they're going to hire or whoever's going to be there, I know they're going to be expecting something a little different. It's going to be more people accountable for doing their job. And I think it's going to change. I think it's going to be a little different.
That's Miguel Cairo, who is very unlikely to be the manager. I'm told he is not going to be the manager of the White Sox next year. Maybe they'll interview him. Maybe his exit interview will function as an interview. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. But today at 4 o'clock, Tony La Russa is going to announce that he is done managing the White Sox. I told you on Tuesday. I told you on Tuesday. I came in here Wednesday morning and told you that. And, of course, now Bob Nightingale gets official word from his people at the White Sox that it's happening after a lot of people within the organization knew that last week. And some of the stuff from Nightingale, just two lines here. Really, let me just get this out of the way, because when he writes, the White Sox will now be looking for their fourth manager in eight seasons. White Sox GM Rick Hahn originally wanted to hire A.J. Hinch instead of La Russa, but it would have made no difference. My ass! How dare you say it would have made no difference for anybody who has been around watching the last 2 years of baseball and what has happened to this team. I'm not saying it makes all the difference, but how dare you say it would make no difference? And then the lead to his story. It was one of baseball's greatest feel-good stories, with a Hall of Fame manager coming out of retirement to lead his old team to a World Series title. It was never a feel-good story. It was awful from jump, and everybody said it. It sucked. The idea sucked. The rationale sucked. What it did to the organization sucked. Sky Point Doug. It was bad from the start, and we called it, and we knew it, and everything that we thought might happen happened, and now it ends with this whimper this afternoon. Screw it all.
The idea that a different manager, like if let's take everything else out of it. Let's just talk about in-game strategy by Tony La Russa. The idea that A.J. Hinch or any qualified, Dan, we don't even have to look that far. We can look at Miguel Cairo and look at just the simple things that he did in that stretch of games where they played those 20 games that they played well in. What do you have? You have someone who doesn't feel beholden to putting Leury Garcia in the lineup. Like, come on. Like, no manager in the history of baseball was intentionally walking people with two strikes other than Tony La Russa. And he did it twice this year. So you can't tell me that that it would have made no difference to have any qualified manager managing the White Sox this year.
A statement like that should be edited out. A sports editor, somebody should just say, you can't say that. You just can't. It's wrong.
Well, I think that Bob is probably given a little leeway because he does a lot of business and breaks some stories. Although this story was broken on this radio show last Tuesday.
It was broken on Twitter Tuesday afternoon, like, from somebody sitting in a CVS parking lot.
Yes. like many other White Sox stories that have happened this year.
Yeah, like Tim Anderson's torn ligament in his hand.
Yeah, like that story, or or what was actually going on with La Russa. You know, stuff like that. Anyway, the idea that it's offensive, quite honestly, to White Sox fans that were looking at this season and going, the manager is a big part of the problem. Now, what's going to happen over the next few days is there going to be people that will tell you that he wasn't – they'll try to globalize it. He wasn't the only problem, and they're correct.
That's right.
But he was one of the bigger problems that this team and this franchise had and has. And moving on from it is not going to be easy. Like we were talking about with the Bears, where Justin Fields has a better day and it opens up light into letting you see that – there are other problems here. The same can be said for La Russa. La Russa and the way that he managed the White Sox allow for all of us to go back and go, hey, this is not working on a lot of different levels. But don't be fooled. He was not the right person for the job, and he didn't do the job well. And those are things that are fair to say about him. Partially because this isn't looking back. This isn't, and I'm sure that Rick will probably throw some line about there about hindsight or something. This was first guess stuff. This is when Bob floated his name 2 years ago. People were like, that doesn't make any sense for this team at this point in where they think that they are.
Can I have one more Bob Nightingale?
Sure.
From the piece. This is from the article, the same article that Dan was reading. Here's the quote. La Russa's 2-year stint will be wildly considered a failure, but really, that's unfair. He led the White Sox to a 93-69 record in his first year back in 2021, losing to the Houston Astros in the first round. It led to surreal expectations this season. Anything less than a World Series title would be considered a failure. Close quote. Excuse me?
What's wrong with those expectations?
World Series expectations? That's surreal?
No, that's what you were building toward. That is,
you were coming off a season where you won a division championship and you spent the most money that your team has ever spent on a roster. So how is it that those expectations were surreal?
The point was to win a World Series, and they told us that La Russa will help get them there.
That is correct, Mike Rankin.
Yep.
That. The hiring of La Russa lets you know that the standard was World Series and not some sort of like developmental thing. The whole point was we have a team that's close, and the manager that got them raised up is fine, but we are looking for bigger things. So we're going to fire Rick Renteria, which most White Sox fans are like, okay, I get it. Who are you going to get? And then there were a bunch of people, including some of the names that are going to pop up now, like Bruce Bochy, which would have made more sense for the White Sox to do back then. When La Russa pops into the picture, people are like, no, that doesn't make it. It only made sense to one person.
To this day. To this day, that's true.
It only made sense to the owner of the White Sox. And I was talking with a friend of mine who's a White Sox fan last night, and they were like, the amount of doom that they feel about all of this. And I think that it's fair, because is anything else going to change? I do think that you get a lift from hiring someone who is actually paid attention and knew the rules to today's game. You get a boost from that. But if other stuff isn't fixed for the White Sox, you're not going to be able to get to your goals. So there's a lot that has to be accounted for. The amount of money is going to be a figure that will be thrown in your face by the general manager this afternoon. How did you spend that money, though? You spent it on hurt players that were using their time with this franchise as rehab stints. You spent it on players that were towards the end of their career in some cases. You spent the money on a 26th man and gave that guy a 3-year deal. when you weren't bidding against anyone else. All of that stuff has to be thrown into question for the White Sox organizationally.
There's something else that I want to say regarding what we may or may not learn from today's news conference. And without being able to reveal too much, what I heard last week was, and when I talked to people close to this situation, the way people were talking about La Russa and his ongoing health issues was serious.
Very.
There was some gravity to it. And I don't know what La Russa is going to share today. I don't know what there is entirely to be shared based on what the team wants out there and what La Russa himself.
I would imagine that he doesn't share a lot because out there. Like, because when he's done with this, he's going to walk away and that's going to be that.
Right. I just, from the level of concern that I heard from people, the things that we heard about the pacemaker and we heard about stuff where his doctor said this and that. I don't know what's going to come out today, but I also think that we should be mindful that these health concerns are real.
Yes, that this isn't a schmoz.
I want to keep saying that. That this isn't just a way that they're like, well, let's get out from under it. Let's claim it's this, and it got his pacemaker adjusted, and that's that. That I was that people who I know and have known for a long time discussed this in a way that made it seem like they're very concerned for someone they care about.
Yes, and it played out throughout the season, Dan, where he clearly kind of wanted to come back, but the doctors have all said you. No, like this is too stressful for you in the condition that you're in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.